Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Chaim Chaver Shagim Atzmon Nes Mitzvah Spasia. Rabbi Tam Yisrael Shechel Yisrael. And it's based in the Torah of Moivir Rabbi Agon HaGadol. Mufla Vam Mufla Rav Mazitzal. In the Mishnah and Mesechus Sanhedrin at the beginning, it tells us what things require a basin of 3, basin of 23, basin of 71, Rambam, Sanhedrin, Perek, Hey, Halacha Aleph, enumerates those things that require a basin of 71. And there he writes, the Din of Zakin Mamre, a Zakin who paskins against the Bezdin, that his Hamroe is done only based on a Bezdin of 71, also Ashka Saita, the giving of the soda water to the soda woman, is only done based on the words of the basin of 71 people. And these dinim are open mishnayis, Ashka Sota, Sota 7, Zoke Namre is later on page 86b. So we have to understand why the Tana of our Mishnah did not write these two dinim. Where is Zoke Namre in the story in the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin? And where is Hashkoas Isha Saita and the Tosfos Saita of Zayin on the Beis? The first one, he asks this Kasha, how come it's not mentioned in the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin? And he answers that these two dinim, Hashkoas Saita and Zokin Mamre, the Gmar Din, is not in a Beis in 71. Tosfos also asks this Kasha. And he answered in the name of Rebbe Chonon, Tana v'Shi'er, that the Mishnah didn't enumerate all the cases. So just some of them and not all of them. And Memelet omitted these two of Shka Saita and Zakin Mamre. Fract Rebbe Yeruchim Fishel Perla on the Rasag, it's in an Aleph, that later on the Tezayin, it says that is Zakin Mamre requires a basin of 71 is only on the Hamroi, only that he went against the basin of 71 and passed against them. But on the Hariga, that you actually go ahead and kill him, that you only need a Sanhedrin of 23, and it's pushed to the Gemara like that, that a Zakin Mamre is not on the Hariga. And even though Pashtus HaMishnah of Zakin Mamre 86b is talking about his Hariga, nevertheless, it's pushed to the Gemara that you don't require 71 on the Hariga, only on the Hamroi. Rashi, Tezayin Amral, Tiru Masl Kiksila, writes that a Zakin Mamre is not killed by Eid Echod, which of course is not correct. Zakin Mamre is not killed by Ayin Aleph. A Zakin Mamre is not killed with 71 people. They're not Mechayiv and Misa. Because if you require 71 to kill him, why does the Tana of our Mishnah not mention it? However, according to the Tosfos HaRosh, it's not a Raya. Why? Because Tana v'Shi'er, because the Tana merely omitted two cases, and maybe his Hariga is with Ayin Aleph. So it's no Raya that the Mishnah omitted it, maybe Tana v'Shi'er. Now, on the Teretz of the Tosfos and Saita, it's also difficult. What do the Tosfos and Saita tell us? That the Gemar is not in a basin of Ayin Aleph, that's why it's not mentioned. Because in the Tosefta 3:2, it also brings the din of Parah Adumeh, Parhelim Dover Shel Tzibur, Uminui Melech, that also require a Beis Din of 71, and these are also not mentioned in the Mishnah. Parah Adumeh, Parhelim Dover Shel Tzibur, and Minui Melech, all of these require, in order to bring this Parah Helem Dovah Shel Tzibur, in order to be Mamana Melech, in order to do a Paraduma, you need a Beis Din of 71. And these are also not mentioned in the Mishnah. Now, according to Tosis, who doesn't say Tana B'Shir, it's Dafka by Saita. In Zakin Mamre, it doesn't say it because the Gemara doesn't require 71. So what about these other cases? If the Gemara does require 71, Paradu and Paralel Nebuchadnezzar Tzibur Minu Melech. The Radbaz asks why these are all not mentioned in the Mishnah. And the answer is Tana B'Shir, or Evernovus Melachim 1:3. The Rambam writes that Minui Melech requires 71. The Rabbaz there asks why the Mishnah doesn't say it. And there he answers that Minui Melech also requires a Novi. And the Tana of the Mishnah was only talking about those cases that we require 71 without a Novi. We require 71 alone without a Novi. We have to understand why he didn't say, like he said in Hilchos Sanhedrin 5:1. Where he said Tana B'Shir. That would have been a good answer, because there are other ones that are also omitted. So why here does he revert to the answer? Oh, here you need a Navi. Another kash is that in the Mishnah we also learn the din of Ein Mosif Na'al Il Ba'al Azel Asel Gvezit Shalayin Achas. With a Hedger we say in Shavuos and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that in order to add on to the sitting to the Azeres you need a Melech, a Navi and an Urim V'Tumim. So the Hedger, we have a case here of 71 with a Navi and the Shteit Mishnah. Dun, 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 dun. Done. So where that's a very difficult on the teretz of the Radbaz in Hilchos Melachim with the MS Lashon HaMishnah Yesh Ledaktik Nidal Falstein the Lashon of the Mishnah, because the Gabe based in Shel Gimel Shel Hei Shel Chof Gimel, the Tana used a positive Lashon that you judge in a based in of 3 of 23, but in the din of based in Shel 71 of Ayin Aleph it says the lashon of Ein Donim Ella Bebeizin Shel Ayin Aleph Kach B'Chol HaMishnah. So you have to understand this lashon dafka of Ein Donim Ella Bebeizin Shel Ayin Aleph. In the Kesef Mishnah, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, he asks in the name of the Mamach and the Rambam, who explain that we require a basin of 71 is because it says, "V'chol ha'devar ha'gadol yivion eilecha." And the Kesef Mishnah asks that the Gemara brings this case, this pasuk, legavi kohen gadol alone, but legavi shar dvarim we learn from other pasukim. So why does the Rambam bring the pasuk of Kol Gadol Davar Gadol Yivion Eilecha for all the cases that Rambam brings? It's only learned for a Kohen Gadol. And he requires 71. So to appoint the Kohen Gadol, you need 71. That's Kol Gadol Davar Gadol Yivion Eilecha, but not for the other cases. So why does the Rambam use one pasuk when the Gemara uses other pasukim? And he blinds with the Tzarechi and the Lechem Mishnah. There writes that we learn from these from other psukim. Nevertheless, the Rambam holds that these other psukim are coming to tell us that these things are included in Davar Gadol. Shaleolam rak Davar Gadol sarich Beit Din shel 71. V'hani dvarim miklu Davar Gadol. The Rambam learns that these other psukim are coming to tell us that those things are included in Davar Gadol. In other words, only a Davar Gadol requires 71, and these are called the Davar Gadol. That's what the other psukim are telling us. And the other psukim tell us you need 71. They're telling us it's a Davar Gadol. Now the Rambam only brings the Davar Gadol pasuk, but that's very difficult to understand. The Rambam is coming to tell us time of the Kro. These other psukim are coming to tell us that it's a Davar Gadol, since they're learned from other psukim. Why doesn't the Rambam bring those other psukim? So it would appear that we can explain as follows. The Rambam in Mamrim 1:1, we already had numerous shiurim on Mamrim 1:1. Wow, it was Mordik. Rambam writes, based in Agadol, שבירושלים הם עיקר תורה שבעל פה. בית דין הגדול בירושלים זה עיקר תורה שבעל פה, הם עמודי ההורה, ומהם חוק ומשפט יוצא לכל ישראל, ועליהם מבטיח התורה שנאמר על פי התורה אשר יורוך, זוהי מתבססת בכל המאמין במשה רבנו, ובסוי רוסוי חייב לסמוך מעשה הדוס עליהם ולישיין עליהם. עד כאן לשון הרמב״ם. That, so we see from the Rambam that even though Torah Shebaal Peh is given from generation to generation, the Iker Torah Shebaal Peh is the Beis Din HaGadol, Haim Iker Torah Shebaal Peh. Al Pi HaTorah Sho Yeruch HaTorah Shebaal Peh, Behem Amudei HaOiroi. So it's these people, they're the Iker Torah Shebaal Peh, Beis Din HaGadol. And other Batei Dinim discuss Torah Shebaal Peh, learn Torah Shebaal Peh, but they're really predicated on the Beis Din HaGadol. Because the Beis Din HaGadol, they're the Iker of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's where Torah Shebaal Peh comes from. So why did the Rambam have to explain that? We can say that in these halachas, he's talking about the din of Zakei Mamre. In these halachas, in Halachas Mamre. In the Perakim Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, Mi she'eino moide b'toyra shebaal peh, eino Zakei Mamre, ha'amu b'toyra, ela ha'reze b'chlal ha'apikosin, misasu b'chol adam. Somebody who's not moed in Torah Shebaal Peh is not a Zakin Mamre. And he's just included in the regular apikorsim, and he's a Chiyuv Misa, but he's not a Zakin Mamre. If he just doesn't learn Torah Shebaal, only if you're paskin against the Sanhedrin. And you're on the level to be in the Sanhedrin. So you have to understand why the Rambam brings the din of somebody who's not a Zakin Mamre. Since you're talking about din of Zakin Mamre, let him bring the din of Zakin Mamre. Why are you talking about why does he bring the din of Enoch Zakin Mamre? However, since Zakei Mamre is somebody who's cholik al Torah Shebaal Peh, therefore the Rambam is marked in Perak Aleph, the Beis Din HaGadol Haimim Torah Shebaal Peh. And therefore you would think that Kol Shekein Mishtover B'chol Torah Shebaal Peh, Kal V'chomer that is the din of Zakei Mamre. Therefore the Rambam writes, somebody who's careful in Kol Torah Shebaal Peh, even though B'vadei B'ikor is Zakei Mamre, nevertheless, he lacks the Pirut Eidinim of Zakei Mamre, and therefore you don't judge him as a Zakei Mamre. But really, he's also like a Zakei Mamre, because he's careful in Torah Shebaal Peh. So he has a different din of a Zakei than a Zakei Mamre, but essentially it's the same thing. They're both Koifer and Torah Shebaal Peh, which is a Beis Din HaGadol. So Rambam is starting out, he's telling us who's Beis Din HaGadol in order to tell us about a Zakei Mamre. Because Zakei Mamre is one who's cholik on Torah Shebaal Peh, on Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore the Rambam has to tell us, so what's Torah Shebaal Peh? Torah Shebaal Peh is Beis Din HaGadol. So since the Rambam is talking about din of Zakei Mamre, he has to tell us who Torah Shebaal Peh is, that the Rambam has to tell us that they're Ikra Torah Shebaal Peh, because that's when the Zakei Mamre gets his din of being a Zakei Mamre, and a regular person who's cholik on Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rambam is telling us that in a chinam he's like a Zakei Mamre, and that he's kofer with Torah Shebaal Peh, but he doesn't have the same din as the Zakei Mamre, because the Zakei Mamre was a regular din of dying Alpi Beis Din, Alpi Sanhedrin, Alpi Beis and Sanhedrin, like we said before, 2371. 23 for 71 for the Amras, 23 for the Mizu Beis Din. So Mimela, that only applies to Zakei Mamre, Lefi Pirat Eidinov, and not to a regular person who's kosher, the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Yerushalmi, brought in Tyson, Abed Nizara, and the Flami Vav, Amral, Tigram, Askel, Asher. It says, Shemetchila, Aslu, Sheman, Shalgoyim, Lebasof, Beis Din HaGadol, Hiti, Ruhu. Originally, they assered the oil of Goyim. In the end, the Beis Din HaGadol was matir. Shmuel wasn't makabel the heter, and Rav sent to him that if he's not makabel the heter of Shem and Goyim, then Rav is going to write about Shmuel that he's a Zakei Mamre. And then you might ask, is he a Zakei Mamre? There's no Beis Din HaGadol here. They didn't go up to the Beis Din HaGadol They didn't go up to the base in Hagadol, and he argued with them. So how can Shmuel be a Zaken Mamre just because he wasn't Makabel the Heter? He didn't go up and actively argue with the base in Hagadol. The base in Hagadol was not your Shem and Goyim. And Shmuel didn't actually go up and argue. So the answer is no. If you argue, you don't have to go up and argue with them frontally, face to face. If one is Cholek and based in Hagadol, he's called a Zaken Mamre. Even though he doesn't, strictly speaking, have a din of a Zaken Mamre. Strictly speaking, you have to go up to the base in Haggadah and argue with them. Shmuel didn't do so, but he's like a Zaken Mamre, and then he argues with the base in Haggadah. Somebody argues with the base in Haggadah has a din of a Zaken Mamre, even though, again, now, strictly speaking, the din of a Zaken Mamre, you have to go up and argue with them. But if you like a Zaken Mamre, you don't have to actually go up. Just arguing with the Beis and Agadol makes you a Zaken Mamre. That's why Rav threatened Shmuel. He said, if you stick to your guns, then I'm going to make you into a Zaken Mamre because you're arguing with the Beis and Agadol. Because they were Matthew, Shem, and Shilgoyim, and you want to continue answering it. So you see two dinim here, one of an actual Zaken Mamre, and one of a like a Zaken Mamre. And the common denominator is that Cholek on Beis and Agadol. To be a proper Zaken Mamre, you have to be a Chacham. Shigil or Ra, go up to the Sanhedrin, argue with them. To be like a Zaken Mamre, all one has to do is be kosher Torah b'Torah Shebaal Peh, Rechmana Litzlan, or to argue with the Beis and Agadol. In such a case, one is like a Zaken Mamre, unless, strictly speaking, he's not. Now, Ish Levaya, the Kohen Gadol requires 71, and he's not like all those other cases that require 71. That's why he's not mentioned. In the first Mishnah, Kohen Gadol is mentioned in the Mishnah that you require 71. But that you require 71, the Rambam omits it. When he mentions the 71, the Rambam omits the Ein Mimanim, Kohen Gadol Alev Ein Achas, and there's a famous Brisker Rav about this. He says the Minu Kohen Gadol is not being based in. It's rather because based in it's a Shluchim Shel Atzibu. He's mitayek like this in the Rambam, and there's a lot to talk about, discussed it in the past. However, the bottom line is that when we're talking about not being Mimana Kohen Gadol, but judging Kohen Gadol. So you only judge a Kohen Gadol with 71. And you can say that that's different than the other cases that require 71. Because Bishlam and Yirani Dachas, we can say that the Yirani Dachas requires 71. The other things mentioned in Mishnah. But a Kohen Gadol that you judge him for Malchus requires 71, even though you can't say that Malchus requires 71. Because Malchus normally for a regular person, you need 23. That's all you need. But a Kohen Gadol, you judge with 71 because it's a Kohen Gadol. So even though it's Xeris HaKosov, nevertheless, maybe you can explain it, because the Brisker Rav writes that we require a Pasuk, Ba'atzis Yitzroi, B'makom Mechad, it says in the Pasuk, Ba'atzis Yitzroi, it says, Adavar HaGadol, a big thing. And another place it says, Adavar HaKoshe. And the Gemara talks about this enough, says, Zayin Kayadur. So he explains that Adavar Koshe, that he should bring to Moshe, is Halacha Muma Lashon HaMi'ireh. It's a very, very vague Halacha that requires a Hachroi. And a Dover Gadol is a Dover Gadol b'fnei atzmai, not a halacha. A Dover Kosh is something vague, something ambiguous, something hard to figure out, obscure. So that requires a hachroi. So that's Dover Kosh. A Dover Gadol is a Dover Gadol b'fnei atzmai, like minui ha-melech. So it would appear, that's what the Brisker Rav explains, it would appear we can explain differently, that a Dover Gadol is not a Dover that requires a hachroi space, and a Dover Gadol is something that requires that the Torah itself should say the din, and it's not enough. Be machriya, be halacha, and Torah is Torah Shabbat Peh, which is based in Hagadol. That's why it's called Davar Hagadol, because you need based in Hagadol, you need the hachroa of the Torah, and therefore, a Kohen Gadol, even though you judge him the Malchus, normally for a regular Jew, it's enough to have 23, but a Kohen Gadol, you need 71, since the Kohen Gadol requires that the Torah should say his din. And what's Torah? Torah is the based in Hagadol. So that's Davar Gadol. Wow. So now it's very good that the Rambam says that all of these, that you require 71, you learn from Agadav Ragadol, even though the Gemara has differing psukim. Gemara has variant psukim. Why does the Rambam say you learn all of them from Dav Ragadol? Because the Rambam is coming to tell us that Dvarim Gedolim require Hachrash El Torah Tzav. And these other psukim are coming to tell us that they're included in that Dvarim Gedolim. And therefore, they require the Hachra of the Torah, and the Hachra of the Torah has to be with the Beis Din HaGadol. Now we can also explain the Lashon of the Mishnah, that the Beis Din Shalayin Aleph, it says, Dein Danim Ela Beis Din Shalayin Aleph, doesn't say like, in the other cases, Danim Be Beis Din Shal Gimel V'Shal Chav Gimel. Because really, the Koyach Beis Din is Chav Gimel. And the Koyach Beis Din of 71 is not greater than the Koyach Beis Din of 23. Just the Beis Din of 71 is the Hachra of the decision of the Torah. And not Mitzad, Hachra was Beis Din. Rather, Hachra Satayra is only in a Beis Din of 71. So Mitzad Beis Din, it's the same. But in order to be Hachra of Torah, you need a Beis Din of 71. And therefore, these Lashonos are used, because there's certain times that it's not enough to have a judgment in a Beis Din. And you need Hachra Satayra. What the Tana is trying to teach us is that even though for Beis Din, it's enough to have 23, nevertheless, you need 71, where you require Achoras HaTorah, and therefore you can only judge him with 71, that's called Torah. Hashem came other things. The Tana said you judge with the Beis Din of 3 or of 23, because you need a Beis Din of 3 or 23, because that's the Ikar HaDin. Because they have a Din Beis Din, Koyach Beis Din, and you judge in the Beis Din. So it says, judge in a Beis Din of 3, judge in a Beis Din of 23. But when it says 71, Ein Danim Ela BeBeis Din Shalayin Achas, so the Tana is Merames to us. But even though for Beis Din it's enough to have 23, nevertheless you need 71 because you need a Hachra of Torah. And therefore you can only judge them with 71, that it's called Torah. It's coming Lafuke. Now as far as Beis Din is concerned, you're totally cool with 23. But Ein Danim Ela BeBeis Din Shalayin Achas, it's Lafuke from the Beis Din of 23, because Ein Danim Ela BeBeis Din Shalayin Achas, because that's Hachra of Torah. Okay, that's Misiyat and Dishmaya, the first stage of our journey. And Amir Tashem, in the next shir, we neder, we will hopefully be zocha to see the second stage and see more niflot. Smitaros Hashem, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.